This is the first map ever devoted exclusively to the west and northwest coast of North America, and comes from Cornelius de Hoed's atlas entitled Speculum Orbis Terrae, printed in Antwerp in 1593. This map was included in only one edition of that atlas, and consequently is extremely rare. The title, Quivira Regnum, means Kingdom of Quivira, and the city of Quivira is positioned on the banks of a river situated below Cape Mendocino and above a place labeled Cape de San Francisco. The map is beautifully decorated with imaginative drawings of buffaloes, natives in their tents, an Asian ship suggesting trade with the Orient, and two handsome sea monsters. The Strait of Anian separating the two continents is prominent, as is the suggestion of the Northwest Passage. The implication is, of course, that if one could find a route from Europe to the Kingdom of Quivira, preferably via the Northwest Passage, the Quivirans would point the way to the western trading route to Asia, and thus open the route to the Spice Islands and break the monopolies of Portugal and Spain. This notion inspired much European exploration of North America, and particularly influenced Louis XIV of France, who commissioned several attempts to find the Northwest Passage, and who also instructed the Comte de Frontenac to proceed overland to Quivira after founding a city, New Orleans, at the mouth of the Mississippi.